About 20 high school students are spending this week at Norwich University solving fictional crimes in cyberspace. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the National Security Agency is hoping to create the next generation of digital detectives.
The NSA calls these free summer sleuthing sessions Gen Cyber Camps, inspiring the next generation of cyber stars. There are about 40 different programs nationwide. In a cybersecurity computer lab at Norwich University, 17 and 18-year-olds dig for clues to a bank robbery being planned by Bonnie and Clyde. Camp co-director Katya Lopez says the exercise rewrites the history of the infamously elusive bank robbers.
They've committed the actual crimes that they were planning, but instead of communicating through phone or letters like they were known to do, they're now using email and sending attachments to their documents and plans.
The campers are wielding the same cyber tool real law enforcers use to penetrate computer hard drives. Marisa Galagon from Chicago is trying to find out if Bonnie and Clyde are married.
We found one of her emails to Clyde asking if he would hurry up and ask her to marry him. So that suggests they're not even engaged, even though she is looking at wedding dresses for some reason.
It's a lighthearted exercise, but the skills it teaches could save a life someday. Norwich cybersecurity professor Peter Stevenson co-directs this camp. His consulting firm helps agencies, including the FBI, solve or prevent cybercrimes. A current target is bullying a 14-year-old girl online, suggesting she kill herself.
So what you end up with is you end up with an opportunity to intervene, to find out who is doing this and stop it.
In addition to crime detection, campers learn to defend websites against hackers, but young brains also need playtime.
Now we're going to turn you all into monkeys.
Counselors pass out bananas, but not for snacks. The campers will learn to convert them into joysticks for video games. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.